In the religious world today, many misunderstandings occur and can plague those who fail for whatever reason to properly divide the Word of God, or fail to maybe apply it in a specific way. Such is the case concerning worship to God versus service to God and the brethren. One denominational idea that runs rampant in the religious world today is that all of man's life must be characterized by worship. They may say that everything we do in life is worship to God. If one takes that position, that all of life is worship, then for argument's sake, let's operate on that assumption. Worship would then include taking a shower. It would include walking to the mailbox, sleeping in your bed, or making a ham sandwich. God has never prescribed any of these things as a pattern for worship to Him. God has, however, revealed to us the things that we are familiar with, the singing of psalms from Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19 and following, prayer, Acts chapter 2 verse 42 and following, communion, Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, laying by in store or giving, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verses 12 and following, and preaching and teaching and admonishing each other in the Word of God from Acts chapter 2, also verse 42. These things have been prescribed by God for us to focus on His majesty as we praise His name. Now let's consider some other things in life that we may do in life that some have mistakenly labeled as worship. Can driving a car be in accordance with God's will? Well, we understand that it certainly can be, because we may drive that car in an effort to aid the brethren in some way. Maybe we will take the elderly to worship services. Perhaps we will be going to visit those who are sick or in the hospital. What about mowing the grass, mowing your yard? Can that bring glory to God? It most certainly can, if we are mowing the grass of an elderly person who is unable to do so themselves. What about making a ham sandwich? Can that bring glory to God? Well, the answer is yes, if we are preparing that food for somebody who cannot feed themselves. But these things in and of themselves are not worship to magnify the name of God. Rather, these are service to others. Worship is done in spirit, according to God's truth, as we bless His name, while service is done with our hands toward our brethren and our fellow man. Now, this is not to say that we cannot worship God while doing some of these other things. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, speaks about continually offering praise to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17 speaks about pray without ceasing. But doing these other things, these rudimentary things of life, we do not worship God by doing these other things. Again, just because we are singing songs while making a ham sandwich does not mean that the construction of that ham sandwich is worship unto Almighty God. It is true that our life must be characterized by obeying God's will, so our lives do indeed bring glory to God. But we must be careful of using the word worship to describe the menial things of this life. This causes confusion when we do so, and we need to call Bible things by Bible names. The things we do for others and for service, and for God is service, but the things we do as prescribed by God in the assembly, that is worship. Again, singing, praying, teaching, giving, the observance of the communion feast. To confuse worship and service stems from a fundamental misunderstanding and at times a misapplication of Scripture, and it is at odds with God's design for worship, the fruit of our lips, and God-focused meditation. And what is service to the Lord and service to our brethren must be kept in its proper place.